It's routines like these that help Maryam Ghawi get through her day. This has been her family home since 1956. Through wars, Israel's ongoing military occupation, but also the happier times, including the birth of her six children. It's hard to imagine why someone would want to evict the Ghawi family, but an Israeli court has decided it's the law. And her family, as well as 28 others, are living here in occupied East Jerusalem on borrowed time. International law says this is illegal, but this week, the Ghawi family, as well as two others, were issued with eviction notices.
Maram asks me where we will go, how we will be able to go to schools, where we will end up living. She wonders how, when her father and brothers stop being able to work, who will bring money to pay for schools.
It's a familiar story in the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood. The Al-Kurd family was uprooted from this home just 6 months ago. And though they've moved into this tent just 100 meters away, there's no sense the Israeli settlers who have taken over their house have any intention of leaving. The Hanun family fears that may soon become their story. Maher was born in this house in 1956, and he and his wife have since raised their three children here. But they're also on the list of Palestinians the Israelis want to send packing. And though their lawyer says he's uncovered new evidence to prove their ownership, a visiting U.S. diplomat may be their only hope.
I'm Clay Swisher with Al Jazeera English.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk.
Does your presence here suggest that the State Department's going to weigh in on the Israeli government to stop the Hanun family from losing their home?
He told them he was personally sent by U.S. Envoy George Mitchell. And though the State Department may not want to talk about the implications of Sheikh Jarrah, they may soon be forced to. The settlers are banking that they won't. They try to avoid awkward situations as they live in homes taken from the Palestinians, but many fundamentally see no problem with their actions. They too claim they have rights to this land.
It's important for Jews to live everywhere they can in Jerusalem and all around Eretz Israel in order to settle our country and its capital as a Jewish state.
That's a position the Netanyahu government seems to support, which for the Palestinians of Sheikh Jarrah suggests there is no solution behind any door. Clayton Swisher, Al Jazeera, Sheikh Jarrah, East Jerusalem.